Hi everyone, Saint Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Chetan, and here's what he has to say. Hi Saint Man, your work saves lives for real men. As for me, unlike all the Indians out there who are looking to migrate to the West and take all of your jobs, smiley face, I'm quite content where I live. I'm up in the Himalayan mountains and this place is nothing like the idea of India that most Westerners have. Anyway, I wanted to draw your attention to a story of a war hero captain named Vikram Batra, who got the highest military award in India and died fighting the Pakis in 1999, when they tried to send their army and Islamist fighters to take over Indian territory in Kashmir. Recently, a Bollywood film, a badly made one, was made about his life, and I found out about his girlfriend of the time, Dimple Cheema. She was a Sikh girl, while Vikram Batra was a Hindu guy from the mountains, very close to where I live. They met in college and fell in love. However, when Vikram Batra died, Dimple didn't monkey branch. Instead, even now after 22 years, she's still single and unmarried. Being unmarried in India for a woman is almost impossible to think of, as there are no shortage of simps here. In fact, over 700 million of them in a country where they outnumber women 1,933. Even the ugly disabled ones find a guy here to marry. However, Dimple, out of her love and loyalty for Vikram Batra, has remained unmarried, choosing to live with his memories and teaches children in a small school, and didn't even try to hog the limelight when Bollywood made a film about her love story. Is this girl for real? I can't think of any girl or woman in today's time who wouldn't jump at the chance of getting into the limelight. While Dimple completely avoids media or social media, Vikram Batra's family has hogged that limelight. They've said in numerous interviews how they tried to get Dimple to forget Vikram, move forward and marry someone else. But Dimple said no, she would rather stay with the memories of Vikram Batra rather than date/marry someone else. In a clip of a telephone interview I found on YouTube, Dimple even said that she was going to meet Vikram one day again, it was only a matter of time. This just melted my ice-cold heart, and I have for the past 2 weeks been thinking about the whole thing. How unfair life is, etc., etc. But the problem is that I find myself fighting in my head with the old self, a blue pill simp looking to help women and protect them. I find my emotions, which I had frozen with my heart, coming back to me. The story of Vikram Batra and Dimple is now challenging my red pill knowledge that I've picked up from you and others on YouTube, as well as from my own personal experiences. I know I'm going to overcome this, but I'm also now scared, as I'm aware of the cracks in my red pill psyche. My fear is to not get drawn into the emotional story of some thought again and become Captain Save-A-Ho, after 6 years of living a life of Mr. Himalayan ice-cold red pill guy. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the Dimple Vikram Batra story, and how do we men ensure we don't actually get overcome by emotions again? Thanks. Well, Chetan, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'll get to it in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to the Indian woman that turned down all the simps after her war hero fiancé of 4 years died, Clown World Show. Chetan, you may have heard the term before, Alpha Widow. This is a woman that dated the best Chad or Raj possible, and then couldn't basically settle down for any other guy for the rest of their lives. Chetan, it looks like you just found the Indian version of The Notebook, which is a 2004 film, and was based on a book. I suggest that you watch The Notebook, and you might actually have a similar emotional experience. As for Dimple, I listened to the interview you sent me, and I put a link to it in the description. I think the reason it resonates with you so much, as well as many other men, is that here's a woman that's willing to seemingly sacrifice her own life after her lover has died. It's romantic, and most men are hopeless romantics. Women only pretend to be romantic. But there could also be much more below the surface that we aren't even aware of. Chetan, you found only one example like this. Can you think of any others? It's similar to a Japanese woman that saved a man by pushing him out of the way of an oncoming train, and sacrificed her life to do so. But I've never heard any other stories of women doing the exact same thing. The closest is women choosing not to ride the Raj roller coaster after their husband died. So now you're thinking of changing your entire red pill life philosophy because of one freak encounter, thinking that if you actually go out there and find a woman, she'll be just as loyal to you as Dimple was to Vikram. There may be reasons she did what she did. Maybe she was asexual and the death of her fiancé gave her plausible deniability to not have to get married. Do you really think that all Indian women want to get married? The pressure from her family would probably stop at that point because of a situation like this. The Med would now say, there is a noble woman that all men can respect. And the woman in her family would probably have no way to shame her for not getting married because her dead ex is a national hero, with roads and schools named after him. Dimple has the ultimate get-out-of-marriage jail-free card. Imagine how many men such as yourself hear her story and feel the way that you do, and send her money, because she doesn't have a husband. You feel sorry for her. She might be sitting on millions of dollars that she receives secretly in the mail, and if she gets remarried, all that might end. The city of Chandigarh, where she's from, only has about 1 million people, which is tiny for India, and odds are she lived in the mountains and was raised very differently than women in Mumbai. In smaller places, men are also more narcissistic in traditional societies. But guys treat their wives like a broodmare and maid don't exactly encourage women to want to get married. Maybe his death offered her a way to go her own way from marriage and take the risk that other men treat her in a disrespectful way. She makes her own money as a schoolteacher, and everyone knows her tragic story, especially now that there's a film. Imagine how much generosity she receives for her sacrifice raising everyone else's children. Her story could also easily be a well-crafted narrative. You just don't know. I'm not saying that she's not being genuine, but what I'm saying is she has a lot of reasons not to be genuine. She says that she can get lost in the memories they made together for a lifetime, even though they were together for only 4 years. This is kind of like my love affair with Western culture, which seems to have died somewhere between 2003 and 2010, when the new films and music finally died. We stopped innovating and started mentally masturbating. But what would have happened if Captain Vikram came back alive and they got married? Then over time, I suspect that she would have learned to resent him, and that love would have faded and died. He would have just ended up another casualty of a nagging war. The power in this story is that we idealize the happy ending that never was, which in all honesty probably would have been a very unhappy ending. That's why it makes a powerful film, and I hope she sold her story to the filmmakers and is collecting royalties. How do we know she isn't? You also mentioned that she didn't do too many interviews and protects her privacy, and then this proves that she doesn't actually want much attention. Sometimes the best way to make people obsess over you even more is by creating mystery around yourself. It kind of reminds me of Nikola Tesla and Thomas Edison. There are tons of pictures of Edison and only around 15 of Tesla. Plus, the Tesla pictures, many of them are blurry and mysterious. So leaving things to people's imagination instead of showing too much can work in your favor. Of course, the film about Vikram had to shoehorn in Dimple. Recently, there was a film with Tesla played by Ethan Hunt, and they had to put Anne Morgan in as the love interest. By the way, Anne Morgan in real life ended up running off to World War I to help men on the battlefield, and won the highest non-combat honor a woman could receive, and then went off with her lesbian lover to France. The best film with Tesla in it was The Prestige with David Bowie, where they didn't actually cram in a lesbian love interest, but I digress. I've mentioned before that there was actually an Indian woman that I actually thought was the closest to an Awalt that helped me think for myself, and she too was from northern India, or at least her descendants were. She freed my mind, but in the end I wonder if she was only doing it because she wanted me to be free so I could basically be of service to her at some point. As for that legendary simpery in India, I see that in Canada as well, from super skinny Indian simp guys. The harder they try, the deeper they fall into the friend zone. But the muscular, successful Indian guys don't seem to have any problems with women over here, but they seem to be in short supply. Captain Vikram looks like a man and not a simp. Maybe Dimple figures that since all the actual men out there were taken or married when he died, that it would be impossible for her to find a man that was as good as he was. In a way, it's not exactly monkey branching if she's branching away from a corpse. Yes, her story is tragic, but who would really remember it or her if she got remarried or if Vikram had never died? The guy's so Chad-like that he has more chin than a Chinese phone book. Looks like he sacrificed his life to save a wounded soldier that had a wife and children to go home to. He told the guy he wasn't even married and pulled him to safety, while a sniper shot him in the chest. Without that sacrifice, sure he would have been a hero, but he wouldn't have died a hero's tragic death. Instead, my thinking is that he would have died a simp's death, being nagged by a resentful Dimple. Again, maybe she's secretly lesbian. You just don't know. Maybe she's gotten so many donations from people that feel sorry for her and royalties for selling her story, that she can live off of those comfortably. You just don't know her motivations, and you know that most couples end up hating each other over the long term, but can be passionate in the short term. The future you can't see can make you a simp, so be careful and don't throw away 6 years of red pills for one woman's seemingly selfless story. I don't know, maybe she is, but she can also appear to be that way while being secretly selfish. Of course, I can't prove anything, but I can suspect motives all I want. I can play detective all I want until I actually get some facts, and if Dimple is good at hiding those, as that Indian woman I was almost involved with, then none of us will ever know. This story will go down in history like Romeo and Juliet, where Juliet didn't plunge the dagger into her heart, but instead decided to become Mother Teresa and take care of a bunch of kids instead of using her cooch. Chetan, I want to believe that what Dimple is presenting is the reality for women, and that there are enough women out there like her that would be loyal to you even after your death. But the problem with life is that you don't usually know the truth until many years have gone by, or in some cases your whole life has gone by. Are you really willing to throw away MGTOW philosophy for an Awalt in a Hostack, or will you continue living your life for yourself, which leads to greater chances of happiness? Life and love are tragic. Try to find another story of a woman acting like this. If you can't find any others, then you'll see her as either one in a billion or someone that's playing a very complicated game. If she's smart enough to play a game like that, then that's the type of woman I want as a muse to bounce ideas off of, but not to sleep with. A powerful man with a woman that potentially sneaky on his arm can go very far in life. As for Indians taking away the jobs of Westerners, those jobs will be lost to automation and AI soon enough. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Chetan for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Dimple's heart shriveled up like a pimple after the Packy shot the love of her life. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that have sob stories strong enough to trick some men to going back to the plantation away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.